that. They're newer amps. They're bigger ones. That was one of the directions I was going, because I need something that, you know, does have a remote. Otherwise, I have to, you know, play around with the amplifier, try to figure out where to put it, so I can just turn around and turn it on and off. But a remote makes it very convenient. All right, give me a minute. I'm just parking. Let me see if I can find them on the on my smartphone. Let's see. Steve, over to you. How you making out?
I'm not getting anywhere with this crap. It's just aggravating me. And I've had about enough. So, in any case, it's almost 3. And I can get some rest. I gotta get these kids to school tomorrow. They'll be up in about 4 hours. And then I'll be meeting you in the afternoon, Charlie. So just give me the time. You said you sent it to my phone. I forgot about that. I'll have to go look. And then we'll do our best to meet you there. Jim's taking a ride with me. So we'll see you then. KB2TIA, 73 Vic, Rocky, Bill, and Charlie.
73, Steve.
73, Steve.
73, Steve. Have a good day.
73, Steve. Sweet dreams. Charlie, that was going to be my predicament if I put one in the car. Where was I going to put it where I could turn it on and off?
Put a relay on the feed line with a high current and low current switch.
Yeah, I thought of that too, but that's down the road now. I like it. It's working real well from what the reports I'm getting.
Yeah, don't throw it away. If you throw it away, let me know. I'll come pick it out of the dumpster.
Yeah, I made a mistake yesterday when I was asking Bill what the difference was. I didn't realize I was driving it on high power, and I said, uh-oh.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hurt it because of the loss anyway going into the amp. But, you know what? It does a really, really nice job from low to when you kick it on. It's like night and day.
My main concern was that the audio was going to be clean, because I remember going back to my 11-meter days with some of those cheap bricks. Some of them made your audio just disgusting.
Yeah, they were cheap, except for the Texas cars. Well, I'll tell you what. All right, like I said, what do I normally... Does that have a preamp on it or no?
No, that's why it was cheaper, and I didn't think I needed a preamp.
All right, with my preamp off, I had you plus 25. With my preamp on, I had you plus 60. So, considering we're about 45 miles apart, maybe even a little more, I would say, driving miles, I mean, I would say I wouldn't worry about it.
The only amplifier that I ever seen in my 11-meter days was good, a couple of them. Palomar made a good one. Even a transistorized one. I always had a tube Palomar at my house. And the Hurricane 350 was a good one.
Well, I have a big Heathkit Warrior sitting here that I'm thinking about selling that I had gotten from another ham operator. That'll do about 2,500 watts. But I never used it. It works and everything, but I've never used it because I don't have the relay that goes between the TS-2000 and the amplifier, and I'm not going to blow out my TS-2000. So a lot of people have offered me money for that. I think I'm actually going to put that on online and sell it.
Vic, I can't find this company.
You can't find Decibel Electronics?
No. Anything I'm checking out doesn't sell RF amplifiers. Where are they located? You have the amp close by? Can you read something off of it?
No, I got it actually in the back of my Jeep.
Okay. Well, later on, if you find out, text me. Send me their site. I'm finding DB Electronics, but no Decibel. There's one in Lakewood, New Jersey. That's not them, is it?
All right, no problem. I will definitely find it for you. and I'll talk to one of my buddies because he just got a brand new, what used to be cell wave, it's accessible, antenna now, which is just as expensive, but no problem, I'll get it to you, no problem.
Okay, I got time, I'm not ready to buy anything now anyway.
Well, the one I have is actually a DB4, I think it's called, a DB4, no, a DBU4, that's what it is, DBU4.
I'm typing that in to see if anything comes up.
Yeah, I'm texting him now because I know he's still awake.
So, Bill, when's your test, next Friday?
WI2LYP, yep, next Friday night, 7 o'clock is the one. It's funny because I'm sitting here and on the tablet I'm running through the practice test, and which is what I've been doing lately every time I sit at my desk. And the one question was about damage to an amplifier, and it says by too much feed power. That's the answer.
Oh, yeah, I've gotten that one right all the time, even from, you know, I remember that from my 11 days.
Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, so next Friday's it.
Rocky Balboa, shut your lip. Rocky Balboa, shut your mouth.
Hey, look, it's the gay guy with the dick in the throat.
Oh, that's your mother.
No, your mother's right here, sucker.
Oh, that's your mother. That's your mother there.
No, yours is here.
That's your mother. That is your mother.
No, that's your father.
No, that's your mother. You guys are going to get some real radios.
When your daddy starts feeling you up. Get a license, fag.
You're gonna get some real radios, dear, you bunch of birds.
Oh, your mama just called.
Bunch of birds. Weak signals all the way out of your fucking Bayside. You motherfuckers sound like shit.
Oh, now you're in Bayside, not Jersey City? Explains it where the fags are.
That's where your father is.
No, your father's over here.
That's where your father is. Get a real fucking signal there, asshole.
Sorry, well...
Try again. That again, we didn't hear that.
His mouth didn't get round by whistling.
Just like fucking step all over.
Don't you know? His mama works the corner for his radio.
Connected KC2YJV.
Better go on Echo Link.
That's right. Squash, faggot boy.
Try again there, asshole.
The other one you gave me, Charlie, the other day I put back in.
Put it in your ass.
Like you put it in your little brother's ass.
Go get a real radio. Get off the telephone line.
Hey, if the telephone line's good enough for your mother's business, the telephone line's good enough for me.
Try again.
It shows how stupid you are, not knowing that you cannot step on Echo Link, because I'm coming straight out of the repeater, douchebag. So keep going, because it ain't gonna happen.
Obviously you can't hear the other guy that I'm speaking to, you retard.
Actually I can hear him, douchebag. on another repeater talking to him and sitting on this, telling you what an idiot you are.
Gotta read that. All right, when you get a real radio, talk to me. Stay off the echo link.
Now, douchebag, because you know what? I'm the one you can't step on when I'm on the echo link. And it proves that you're not a ham operator, but you can't get on echo link. So, go through.
That's what you think. I'm not stupid to go on echo link, so it gives my call sign out, you fucking asshole.
So you admit you're a puss and you hide behind the microphone. Thank you.
Gonna get abused straight RF over here from Bayside, New York. Here's Rocky if he likes another brownie.
He's a coward.
Rocky if he wants another brownie. Get a radio and you can step on me from Bayside, then you talk to me.
Hey everybody, just ignore this ass.
He has about an IQ of 2. I would have a battle of wits with him, but he's unarmed.
But when you get a real radio that can shoot straight RF towards you, and step on you, then you talk to me, asshole. But for now, stay on Echo Link. And with that, I gotta go. I got things to do.
Full scale by my house, by Darby's house. Going into KD2 BOR.
Did you call good performance radio equipment?
73 Rock.
73 Rock. I'm not going to get on Echo Link. I wouldn't give my call sign. I'm a puss that sits behind the microphone, and I have an RF radio. Yeah, you're a real fag no matter where you're at, bro.
When you get a real radio, talk to me, asshole. Now sit back and...
Oh, I love it when you do that. I'm talking on RF, but he thinks he's an idiot. He's the stupidest person you ever heard.
You're a retard. You're a dick.
Yeah, you go ahead and you...
What a lot of waste.
At the repeater.
What a waste.
Two. Yeah, because he thinks I'm still on Echo Link talking when he has no clue. No, I'm not on Echo Link, douchebag. I'm on my TS-2000, my amplifier out of Central New Jersey. And I'm still squashing you. So squash, squash, squash. Go back to welfare and get a bigger amplifier. Or maybe you could put your mama on the corner and she could buy you a bigger amplifier. But you're not going to squash. You're a douchebag, and that's all there is to it. Squash.
Get a sec.
douchebag, we heard it. FCC will hear it soon, too.
Oh, the NCC is going to hear it, too. That's right. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I'm talking to the Atlantic.
I'm not keen up on Echo Link, douchebag. I'm on RF right now, douchebag, so you can try and step all you want. Because between me and the repeater, there is no way you can do it. So listen on your scanner there and understand one thing. Us ham operators, we buy stuff because we can afford it, okay? We don't hide behind the microphone like you do. That's why you don't want your non-existent call to be known. And he still couldn't step on me.
He still finds us. Don't keep me going, that calling asshole. Figure it out.
You gotta get a license first.
Haven't been on
HF for about a month now. I've been working my butt off and kind of tired lately.
Yeah, I go over the 12-hour shifts Monday.
Yeah, I've had plenty of them. I'll be retired soon, so I'm just getting some stuff together. So when the big paycheck stops. But I have a nice 401k. I should be all right.
Well, you know I drive a concrete mixer and work for the Teamsters.
That is good to know. Once we catch Asswipe, you can give him some cement shoes.
Actually, my union hall's in Brooklyn.
More power to you guys. WI2LYP.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, Vic and Don, that was pretty entertaining, listening to that mess. But anyway, I'm going to go back to bed. So 73s, guys. WI2LYP will be clear. WI2, light your pipe. Pleasant dreams.
73s, bro.
Thanks, guys. Good night. Yeah, Vic, I'm gonna go QRT now. I took a sleep aid and a couple of shots of Jameson Irish whiskey, and starting to get a little lazy. So I'll talk to you soon. K2YJV. This will be WA2ZOZ clear. And for anyone listening, sorry for the interruption and all, but it happens. WA2ZOZ will be clear on your final.
K2YJV, and there's a 10-meter rig with a 3-kilowatt MFJ tuner for the price of the jammer's head.
Yes, we should let some people know about that. That's a very good solution.
Oh yeah, it'll be taken care of eventually. There's a lot of things going on. You got to get a hold of me off the air. Talk to Charlie. Get my phone number.
Okay, will do. Will do.
N1LU, are you still on it, or no?
He's probably at work, Vic. I was copying all that crap. I was still fighting with my computer. He was in S6 over here, KB2TIA.
Yeah, so we know he's not in Brooklyn then. I'm that jerk behind White Castle over there in Jersey City. Go ahead.
Just want to say good morning to you guys. Finally got on here. I listened to what you guys were talking about all day on the group. So what's going on?
Not much. Just dealing with a jammer that just has nothing better to do. How you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing great heading to work. Guess I wanted to get on the radio real quick before I got busy today.
QSL, you and
the... what was that again?
I didn't catch that.
No, I was just saying I'm meant to work, trying to get on the radio before I get too busy.
QSL, name here is Victor. Good morning to you, sir.
Victor, name is Andre. I'll record your call sign. Was it TIA, if I'm not mistaken?
No, you have KC2YJV out of Central New Jersey.
All right, sorry about that. Yeah, I'm over here in Inglewood, New Jersey, heading out to Paramus.
I know where you are. I drive a truck up there quite often.
can talk anytime they want.
Steve, you want to pick it up?
Nah, I should have been in bed like an hour ago. I gotta be up at 7. Alright, I'm clear. KB2TIA. Good night, Vic.
73, Steve. Call me when you get a chance. Anybody else on the air left?
I guess I brought in a sleeper. I'm sorry about that.
No, the guys are, you know, they're all tired, man. Most of the guys are at work already. Everybody's tired. I'm off for the next 3 days, so I can't complain.
Yeah, I got a 12-hour, then I'm off, and then I volunteer for a weekend, so it's pretty easy for me now. Just got to get past today, and that's it.
You must do the same shift I do, because I get off Fridays, and I'm off Saturday morning, Sunday morning. I go back in Monday morning.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's actually a good deal. Yeah, I usually have off on Monday. Sometimes I pick up on extra shifts, but I've been laying low on Mondays, give myself an extra day on the weekend.
Yeah, I hear you. Where you out of, Andre?
I'm from Inglewood, Bergen County, over there by, not far from the George Washington Bridge.
Are you Englewood or Englewood Cliffs?
No, I'm Inglewood. I'm not that rich to live in the cliffs.
Yeah, I hear you. I belong to State OEM up there out of Bergen County for about 25 years.
Yeah, good deal, good deal. You said, wait, you said OEM for the state, or is it for county?
No, OEM for the state, police out of Bergen County, right off, right before you hit Route 3.
All right, gotcha.
What kind of rig are you using?
Right now I'm using the Motorola CDM-1250. Probably just a basic businessman radio.
That's doing good for you, CDM. Yeah, I know those radios well. Doing a good job for you. We're on the TS-2000 out of Woodbridge Township right now. We're about 45 miles south of you.
Yeah, this repeater has good coverage. I know when I'm down in Springfield at work, I can hit the repeater down there once I get on the Garden State Parkway, but most times I have no problems hitting the repeater.
Yeah, very good. If you ever need another repeater system, look up the W2NJR, Whiskey 2, November Juliet Romeo link system. It goes from Delaware to New York, from Long Island to Pennsylvania. You'll enjoy using that one. I'm on that one quite often.
Can you run that on cross arm past me again? I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
Whiskey 2, November Juliet Romeo, W2NJR link system.
Alright, I got it. Yeah, I'll definitely look that up because I think it's time for me to reprogram this radio with a couple more frequencies. I got the one that's in, I want to say Randolph or Dover. I know that's actually a pretty good one. Don't know anybody on that one.
Yeah, I have about 250 different repeaters in this rig. So I have all of them pretty much all the way up to Pennsylvania and Maine. All the way down to just about North Carolina. So, yeah, I try to keep the system going there. And in the mobile, we have the DR-635 dual bander from Elinco. And that does a really good job.
Yeah, I'm thinking about picking up a new radio probably around about January, February time frame. I'm not sure which one I want to get. Looking at the FT-857. I'm not sure if that's going to be a good one, but I'm between that one and try to find an ICOM. That's a tri-bander. and, you know, see which one I like.
KC2YJ every Friday. Well, the 857 is a really good radio. I have one. You also have the ICOM 7000, which is a very good radio. Besides those two, besides the 7000, I never buy another ICOM. But the 857 from Yaesu is a very good radio. If you're not looking to do HF, if you look at the Kenwood TMB71A, that's about $369 at HRO, but it's an actual full dual bander. It'll do VHF, UHF, aircraft band, AM, everything in full cross-band repeat.
Yeah, I definitely looked that up, because come January I want to go a little bit more into this, you know, see what I can do. I know everybody was doing that QRP, and I wanted to try that.
Well, I'm at about 25 watts, about 45 miles away from you, so hitting a repeater, and it's more than 45 away from me, actually. What class are you? Are you a technician?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm actually working my way up to general. I haven't had a chance to study, but I've been trying to get some study time in while I'm at work, like on these 12-hour shifts, just to get some of the answers in and understand a little bit more, but yeah, technician for right now. Hopefully I'll be general before the end of the year.
Well, take your time, my brother. No big rush, because once you get to the HF band, you'll enjoy it, though. But if you're going to do something like that, I would stick with one of two radios, the ICOM 7000 for the mobile or the 857D for the mobile. Well, you can use those both for the base, too, but, you know, if you're looking for a mobile, those are the two radios you'd really want to go with.
Well, those are actually the two radios I was looking at. I was also looking at the ICOM 7100, I want to say it is. I don't remember. I know there's a new one that had just came out. And I kind of like how the display is. I think it's a touch screen. But I guess it's one of those things you got to go and play around with it and see if you like it.
Well, if you're going to do that, I would go to HRO, take the drive down, which I usually do. And I'm from Woodbridge Township, 133 off the Parkway. I take the ride down to HRO in Delaware, and they have everything hooked up, so they can demo the radios right in front of you. You can see what radios you like and everything. And I have an 857, like I said, for the mobile. For the base, I have the TS2000. I was going to buy the ICOM 7000, but I like the way the TS2000 worked a little bit better after comparing them side by side.
Yeah, I think it's worth taking a ride down to Delaware, because the only thing I didn't want to do was buy a radio and didn't like it and then stuck with it, you know. Wanted to check everything out and see if I would want to use that thing a lot. So I'll definitely have to take that ride down. I'm almost at my destination. I'm probably about like 2 minutes away. So I'm going to wait for your final, and then I'll be off the air.
All right, very good. Have yourself a good day. And if I don't talk to you, have yourself a good weekend. KC2YJ, operator vector. Be safe.
All right, thank you. And hopefully you have a great weekend where you can rest, too. It's KC2EQZ. I'm out.
73's, bro.
KD2BOR Mobile.
Go ahead, BOR.
Just got back in the Mobile. Going back to the shop.
Got a very interesting email.
You got a very interesting email?
Yes, from an operator in Jersey City. That is not too far away from where that White Castle is.
Well, I was by Debbie's house, which is not far from my shop, and I hit the reverse on the 7900, and it was full scale there, and I can see Jersey City and the New York skyline perfectly from there.
Yeah, it's exactly who I thought it was.
Yeah, does he have a license, or is he just a bootlegger?
He is not a ham operator. He's using retired public safety equipment.
Oh yeah. You mentioned that once before. I don't know. I tell you, he's getting. I was me and Charlie switched somewhere else, and he's getting worse and worse by the day with his trap.
Yeah, I know. I heard. I apologize for egging him on, but yeah, I heard you.
I just don't believe how it just shows up. I don't believe the trash that's coming out of his mouth. I for the life of me, I never even heard guys talk that bad. I've heard bad stuff on 11 meters, but I'm nothing like what this guy's doing.
You got my number, right?
I wrote it down last week. I don't know. I'll have to look on a piece of paper and see if I still have it. I throw so many sheets of paper. I was going to put it in my phone, and I forgot to.
Oh, my phone's dead. That's really good.
Well, you got my shop number, so that's not a problem. All right, I'm just about there, Vic. Let me get inside and get myself situated. Maybe I'll pick it back up, but I'll definitely jump in. Kilo Delta 2, Bravo, Oscar Romeo, Mobile, clear.
Hey, call me on that other frequency you wanted me to test on.
Okay, I gotta find a place to park my truck here. I'll be back. KD2, I gotta move a car around and stop. KD2, VOR.
73, we'll catch you in a little bit. Any other stations on frequency? KC2YJV.
Yeah, you buffer.
Oh, look, it's the Dickless Wonder.
So you coming to Jersey City? Come on, you faggot. Got a surprise for you.
Oh, your mama's gonna be waiting for me? And I know where you live.
Oh, really?
Aren't you the counterfeit EMT?
Negative. You're wrong again there, pal.
That's okay. It doesn't matter.
You sure right? It doesn't matter.
That's right, but I have good friends that are Jersey City cops. Question?
Oh, you can't ask me shit. Shut up.
Yeah, I thought so, you dickless wonder.
Shut your mouth. Like I said, get a signal, asshole.
Your mama home's in nice.
KC2YJB. Timeout.
Find us on the other repeater, can you?
I know where yous are all at. I just sit back and listen to you assholes.
Yeah, tell us where we're at, asshole.
I don't have to tell you that. I know where you're at.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I know, that's what you thought. What do you think? I'm listening to one radio here. I got about 10 radios on at the same time. Everything's scanning, everything. You think I don't know where you are at?
Well, then tell us where we're at.
For what? Why should I let you know anything?
Have a good night, douchebag. We're on the other repeater. Bye.
That's good. Go there. I'll be listening.
Rock, Jan.
Vic, I'm busy underneath of a dashboard. I'll get back to you later.
Yeah, I gotta jump out of here, man. I gotta get ready to go to work, so I'll talk to you later.
Hey, 73, catch you tomorrow.
Yeah, I thought I was gonna be off tonight, but I gotta go in. KC2YJV.
23.
Thank you.
Hey, Rocky, you still on? KC2Y gave it.
Number, right?
A looker. You might have my shop number. Give me a call, Lou. I'll look around. I got to road test this truck right now. KD2 VOR.
Very good. I'll ring your phone and leave my number. KC2YJV clear.
Thank you.